Laura, right at the bottom of Chof Aleph Omed Aleph. So yesterday we dealt with the very important halachas of what do you do if you're not sure if you said Kriya Shema, and then also the halachas of a mistake on Shemona Esra on Shabbos. So there is further halacha to see, but first we're going to see some Gemara. So let's just go again from the first wide line of the Gemara. Va'omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel. We saw this already. We'll just go quickly and then we'll move on to the new Gemara. Va'omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Ha'yo'omid b'tfilah. If somebody was standing in the middle of davening, the nizkar shehispalel, and he remembers that he has already davened, paisik, he should stop there and then, va'afilu b'emtza bracha. Because he's already davened, he's not mechuyev. Eini, is this really true? V'homer of Nachman ki havinon be'rabba ba'avua bom enei hanu b'nei re'rab the tohu. What about those people who made a mistake or midkri the choyl b'Shabbos, and they mentioned the Shmona Esra of choyl on Shabbos? Those are the halachas we dealt with yesterday. Mahu shi'igmuru v'homelon goymerim kolei sabrocha. And they said, yes, you should continue the bracha. Hachi hash, the Gemara says there's no stira. Hossam gavra b'achiyuvahu. On Shabbos, essentially, he's a b'achiyuvah and he's supposed to be saying the whole weekday Shmona Esra. V'rabbanon hu d'lo yatrichuhu mishum kveid Shabbos. And Chazal decided not to be matriachim because of kveid Shabbos, but essentially, the Shmona Esra is not altogether misplaced. Avo hocha, but if he's already davened, then hotzolile, he's already davened. So once you've already davened, there's absolutely no room whatsoever to say that you should daven again. So that's the sugi we learned last time. So if you're in the middle of a Shabbos morning, for example, or Shabbos afternoon, and you find yourself in the middle of a weekday Shemona Esra, you should continue that bracha. But if you've already davened, you're not a b'chiyuva anymore, so then you should stop exactly there. Okay, now we're moving on to the new Gemara. Va'omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel, three lines from the bottom. Va'omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Hispalel v'nichnas lebeis haknesses. Somebody has already davened, and he now enters the shul. Umotza tzibur sheyispalelu. And he finds that the tzibur are davening. So he's davened at an earlier minyan. He now comes to the shul, and the second minyan are now davening. Now, based on what we said before, we would expect the halacha to be what? You should not daven. You're not a Baal Chayuva. You have already davened. In fact, I would suggest, based on what we saw so far, it would even be a Kal V'chaymer, because the last Gemara we spoke about was when you davened once, and you accidentally started a second time round, and we said, stop in the middle. So l'chayra, it's a kal v'chayra. If when you've actually begun second time round, we stop you in the middle because you're not a bar chayuva, then kal v'chayra, you should not begin the second Shmona Esra. So if you come to davening, come to shul, I've already davened, l'chayra, based on the previous Gemara, it should be posha that you definitely do not begin Shmona Esra. And even if you would begin, it would stop you in the middle. Says the Gemara a new halacha. We have to see how this impacts the previous Gemara. Says the Gemara, Yispalel v'nichnas l'beis ha'knesses. He's already davened, then he comes into shul. U'motza tzibur shemispalelin. And he finds that the tzibur have davened. Im yochoil l'chadesh bo dovor, yachzer v'yispalel. V'im lav, al yachzer v'yispalel. So here we're being taught a new halacha. We've actually made mention of it earlier on different occasions. There exists a concept called being mechadesh bo dovor. Merely to repeat Shemona Esra again, obviously you do not because you've already davened. that if you can be machadesh, what does that mean, machadesh? You will offer some new bakasha in your Shmoneh Esra, such that your second Shmoneh Esra is not merely a repeat of the first one, then it would be mutar. But if not, if you're unable to be machadesh bo davar, well, then you should not. Now, half of that sentence is a chidush, and half is l'chayra not, meaning the first half of the sentence in which we are told, if you can be mechadesh dover, then you can daven again, that's a tremendous chidush, we never knew that. But what about the second half of the sentence in which it says, if you cannot be mechadesh dover, then you should not repeat Shmoneh Esra. Is that a chidush at all to us? L'chayra it's not a chidush at all. As we mentioned a minute ago, we were told even if you actually began Shmoneh Esra second time round, you've got to stop in the middle. So kal v'chayma, you should not start it. So therefore, we don't really understand why must the Gemara teach us the second half of this line? Why must the Gemara tell us that if you can't be mechadesh b'davar, you should not daven again? Isn't that the most obvious thing in the world? Says the Gemara on the bottom line, v'tzricha. As we know, whenever the Gemara says v'tzricha, which literally translated means it is necessary, it means the Gemara is answering a question which in fact was never actually asked. But v'tzricha clearly is addressing the question that we just explained. Why is it necessary to teach me this halacha? Isn't it the most obvious thing in the world? Obviously, you cannot begin davening if I've already davened. We were told before that even if you did begin and you find yourself in the middle, you've got to stop abruptly. So, kal v'chaymer, you don't start. Says the Gemara, it's not so poshut. V'tzricha. De'i ashmi inon kamaisa. If we only would have been told the first halacha, what was the first halacha? That if you began Shmoneh Esra and you suddenly remembered you've already davened, that you stop. Now, if I only would have been told that, I might not have known the second halacha. Why not? It's a kal v'chaymer. Says the Gemara, no. Hani mili, I might have said that the halacha number one, in which says that if you begin Shmoneh Esra and you find yourself, you remember you've already davened, you stop there and then, Hani Mili Yochid V'Yochid Oy Tzibur V'Tzibur. I would have thought, we'll see this is the way Rashi explains, that maybe there is different, it's talking about both first time round and second time round, it was the same type of situation, meaning either you were home alone, both first cycle and second cycle, or you have already davened b'tzibur, and now you find yourself once again b'tzibur in the middle of Shmoneh Esra, so you stop. So there is no difference in situation between the second Shmoneh Esra and the first. If the first one you were davening be yechidus, the second one was the same. And if the first one was b'tzibur, then the second one was also the same. So the second Shmoneh Esra, therefore, does not add anything to the first. So because you've already davened, you just stop. Avol, says the Gemara on the top line, Yochid legabe tzibur. What happens if the first Shmoneh Esra you davened as a yochid, and then the second time round, you find yourself in shul? Oh, so how does the Shmoneh Esra of the Yochid relate to the potential Shmoneh Esra of the Tzibur? I might have said, Keman, it is as if the Loitzoli Domi. Maybe it's considered as if he hasn't really davened because he never davened Tfilah B'Tzibur. Komash Malon. That's why I need to be taught that no. Even though the first time round was b'yachid, and the second time round was b'tzibur, but you cannot ignore the first Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore he is considered to have davened, and therefore if you come to shul and you're unable to be mechadesh b'davar, do not daven. That's the chiddush. So we said before, but l'chayr it's a kal v'chaymer. If I stop you in the middle, kal shekein, you don't start. Now we've seen it's not a kal v'chaymer. Because in the first case, we're dealing with the second Shmoneh Esrei, which is not adding anything to the first. If I was home for the first, I'm home for the second. If I was in shul for the first, I'm in shul for the second. So there, I don't say Shmoneh Esrei again. What's the point of saying Shmoneh Esrei again? It doesn't add anything. But if the first Shmoneh Esrei was said as a yochid, and now the second one was said in shul, maybe I would have been excused for thinking that with regard to a tefillah b'tzibur, a tefillah b'yochid is nothing. And therefore, maybe you should daven again. Komash malon, that's why I need to be taught that actually, no. Have a look at Rashi, the bottom Rashi. Yochid v'yochid, kishehispalel tchilo. When he davened in the beginning, the first time round, he was davening as an individual without a tzibur. And then again, when he forgot that he davened, and he began davening second time round, again, he's once again at home. So if both Shmoneh Esreis are b'yochid, the second one does not really add anything to the first. Says the top Rashi, oi. Tzibur v'tzibur. Alternatively, bein barishoino, bein b'shnio. Whether the first Shmoneh Esrei or the second Shmoneh Esrei, hoya im hatzibur. They were both with a tzibur. How can both Shmoneh Esreis be with a tzibur? Meaning there were two minyanim in shul. Kagoin asoro achar asoro. There were 10 people after the first 10. Not only just one minyan in town. You've got a shul where they have two minyanim. Vezeh imohem, and this person was with them, b'shtehem. He began in the first minyan and he stayed in shul, and now the second minyan arrives. Sheshochach, that he forgot, Shehispalel im harishoinim, he forgot that he davened with the first lot of people. So either way, either yochid v'yochid or tzibur v'tzibur, the Gemara is saying maybe that's what the first Braisa is talking about. So then, the second Shmoneh Esrei doesn't give you anything more than this first one did. So therefore, you just stop in the middle.
The lesson of the Braisa is that if he's able to mechadesh something new, wouldn't it have been better if the Gemara had said if he wanted to, as opposed to if he was able to? It almost sounds like if you can, you should.
Oh, that we'll see. That's a good question. If you can, must you or may you? So we'll see. We'll see. Okay. But either way, so far the Gemara is telling us that if it's Yochid first time round and Yochid second time round, or Tzibur first time round and Tzibur second time round, then that's when I was told so far you don't daven again, and in fact, even if you've begun, you stopped. But in the second Braisa, the Gemara there is talking about where you davened at home as a Yochid, and now you come to Shul and they're davening, so there I would have been excused for thinking that maybe you should daven. Why? Because now you will finally gain the great big maila of tefillah b'tzibur, which until now you didn't have. Komash malon, that no. That's why it is a tremendous chiddush. That's b'tzricha. That's why we need to be taught that no, even though it's true that unfortunately you never got that particular maila of tefillah b'tzibur, at the end of the day, I'm sorry to tell you, you've davened. And if you've davened, you don't daven again. So that's why I need braisa number two. So why, therefore, do I need braisa number one? Says the Gemara, v'i yashmi'inon hocha. And if I would just be taught over here, meaning the second braisa, then I would say that, you know why in the second braisa it says that you don't daven? Mishum deloy aschilbo. Because you hadn't yet started. Remember, the case was that you arrived in shul, not that you found yourself in the middle of davening. You arrived in shul, so I would be excused for thinking, fine, if you arrived in shul and you have already become aware that you've davened, so you don't begin in Yishmon Ezra. Avol Hossam, but over there, the Aschilba, where you actually started and you only remembered in the middle. Ema, perhaps, loy, comma. Maybe over there we would not say the same. And maybe I would say, listen, you shouldn't have started. But once you've started, you carry on. Says the Gemara, Tzricha, that is the chidush of the Gemara. That's why I need to be told that no, even if you have started already, you nonetheless stopped. You stop abruptly. So it turns out that both braisas, both the first and the second, both of them have a tremendous chidush in them. Braisa number one is mechadosh to us that even if you've begun the Shmoneh Esra, you stop abruptly. Not only do you not begin, but even if you have begun, you stop in the middle. And braisa number two teaches me a new chidush, that even if the first Shmoneh Esra was b'yochid and the second Shmoneh Esra was b'tzibur, you would therefore might be excused for thinking that I should daven again in order to gain this new mila of tefillah b'tzibur. Kamashmalon, no. The rule is uniform. If you daven, you don't daven again. Unless you can be mechadesh b'davar. Unless you are mechadesh b'davar. Now, let's press pause for a moment and try and work out now together what the halacha is. You'll remember towards the end of the narrow lines, we spoke about somebody who's got a suffix whether he said Kriya Shema. And we saw the halacha is that you say it again, and that's what we saw in Shulchan Aruch, because suffix deraisa lachum. Then we saw, what about somebody who's got a suffix whether he's davened already? We just dealt now with a case where he's definitely davened again. What about second time round? But do you remember the case of what happens if it's a suffix? So the first opinion in the Gemara says he should not daven again. Tefillah is only derabbanan. And Rabbi Yochanan then turned around and says, no, halavai, you should be davening all day long. What was the halacha lemaisa? We did not yet see. But that is all a case of where it is a suffix about whether he's davened. That's case number one. Case number two is when he has vadai davened, and then he suddenly either finds himself in the middle of Shmoneh Esra again, or he finds himself b'tzibur again. And the Gemara said that he should be mechadesh bo davar. And if he cannot be mechadesh bo davar, then he should not begin. And even if he's begun, he should stop in the middle. So have a look at Rashi towards the bottom of Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, the third last Rashi. Rashi says, "V'levai, we wish she is spalel odom kol ayorei." Not as Rabbi Yechon talking. Says Rashi, Bahalochos Gedoilos, there is a famous sefer called the Bahag. Bahag stands for Bal Halochos Gedoilos. Says Rashi, Bahalochos Gedoilos Posak. How did he paskan halocha? Halocha Kerub Yechanon Besofik. The halocha would follow Rabbi Yechanon in the case of the Sofik, even though there were two opinions in the Gemara. But we go with Rabbi Yochanan. A person should essentially be davening all day. If you're not sure whether you davened, you should daven again. That's with regard to a suffix. Says Rashi in conclusion, v'halocha k'shmuel b'vadai hispalel. If you've vadai davened, then we go with Shmuel, that's the next sugya, which is, you should not daven again. Again, unless you can mechadish b'davar, that's something else. So according to Rashi, in the name of the Bahag, we now know halacha l'maisa, and that is, if you've got a suffix, whether you davened or not, what's the halacha? We pass an halacha l'maisa like Rabbi Yochanan. You should essentially, as it were, be davening all day, and therefore we let you daven again. So now let's stop. According to Rabbi Yochanan says, if you've got a suffix, whether you daven, you should daven again, because you should be davening all day. Does that mean, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if I've vadai davened, I can daven again at will, even without being mechadesh b'davar, because essentially you should be davening all day long? Would you agree to me or not that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who tells us that you're supposed to be davening all day, and therefore when you have a suffix, you say Shemoneh Esrei again, the same would be in a vadai as well? Even if I've davened, I can daven again at will, because you're supposed to be davening all day long. And I think that's the case. The compromise is, however, la halacha, we don't paskan that. We only go with Rabbi Yochanan if it's a suffix. But if you vadai davened before, you do not daven again. Again, unless you can mechadesh b'davar. And that's what Rashi's telling us, the name of the Bahag. That we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, the Mokim Sofik means I don't know whether I've davened, but if it's a Vadai, I definitely have davened, well then I would go with Shmuel, and I would not daven again. Look at the bottom Tosfos. Remember in the case of Sofik, Ulevai Shispalel Odom Kol Hayoim. Oimari the Halacha Kerabi Yochanan. So once again, Tosfos, just like Rashi quoted the Bahag, Tosfos quoting the Ri, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. But Tosfos, just like Rashi, qualifies this. V'dafka b'sofik hispalel. We only pass like Rabbi Yochanan when you have a sofik. Avol vadai hispalel, comma. But if you've definitely davened, then loy. Then you do not daven again, unless you can mechadesh b'davar. So Rashi and Tosfos, the Bahag and the Ri, all seem to be in agreement. Teidan, I'll prove it to you. Mistoma, nobody argues with that halacha, that if you remember you've davened already, you stop. So too, presumably, nobody argues with the halacha that the Gemara says that if you can be mechadesh, then that's a different story. So now, if we were now to open a Shulchan Aruch, which is exactly what we are about to do, what would we expect now to see in the Shulchan Aruch, at least based on Rashi and Tosfos? I think we'd expect to see three halachas. Sofek, whether you've davened, you should daven again. Vadai, you've davened, you should not daven again, and even if you've started, you stop. And third halacha is, if however you can be mechadesh bo davar, then even if you've vadai davened, you can daven again. Those are the three halachas that seem to be agreed upon both by Rashi and Tosfos. Again, sofek whether you've davened, daven again. Vadai davened, do not daven again, and even if you begin, stop abruptly. But if you can be machadesh bodova, then that's what you should do. So let's indeed look up the halacha and see if this is right. Have a Shulchan Aruch. In Kuf Vav. Chelek Aleph in Yom Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Vav. Sorry, in Kuf Zayin. Kuf Zayin, Kuf Zayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you have it in Kuf Zayin 107. In my edition, it's page 268. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im hu masupuk im hispalel. If he has a suffix about whether he's davened or not, Chayzer umispalel. So there we have it. He should daven again. Ve'enoi tzorich lechadesh shum dovor. And he does not need to mechadesh anything. Why not? Because we pass like Rabbi Yochanan that essentially you should be davening all day long. And at least in the case of Safek, we go with Rabbi Yochanan 100%. That's halacha number one. Here comes halacha number two. Aval im bori loy. What does bori mean? If he's absolutely certain shehispalel, einoi chayzer umispalel. Beautiful. That's halacha number two. If you have a suffix whether you davened, you daven again. If you're vadai bori that you've davened, you do not daven again. Beloi chidush, but that's only if there's no chidush. Here comes halacha number three. Va'al yedei chidush, but if you are able to be machadish badova, chayzer umispalel benadova. Then you can add your extra davening as a voluntary shmoina esra, kol hapa'omim sheyirtze, as many times as you like. That's what the Gemara said. If you want to be mechadesh b'davar, even if you've already davened, you can daven again. And the Gemara did not say there's any limitation on how many times you can do that. The Shulchan Aruch quite clearly says you can do it 1,000 times if you like.
Do you have to go back when you make a chiddush? Can you just do something then and go forward? Or you have to go from the beginning?
No, you got to do it. There's no such thing as a half shmona esra. You got to do the whole shmona esra.
So you have to with the
chiddush. Yeah, we'll see exactly how you do the chiddush. We'll see whether you have to mechadesh in every bracha or some brachas, we'll see. Now, chutz mitfilas musaf. Musaf, there's no such thing. Ein mispalalim oisa benedova. Ubeshabbos beyomtev, also einai mispalel tfilas nedova. This is very, very important, Rabbi Yisai. We've learned the number of times that Shmoneh Esra are keneged korbanos. And we can bring a korban nedova, but there is no such thing as a musaf nedova. There is also no such thing as a nedova on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, on Shabbos or Yom Tov, if you've already davened, you cannot daven again. Even if you're mechadesh b'davar, at the end of the day, you're not mukhliyev to do so. It is a voluntary shmoina esra, it's an adova. We do not bring an adova to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos v'Yom Tov, neither do we daven a tefillas adova on Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Says the Shulchan Aruch in conclusion, ve'im hischel hispalel, And what happens if you began davening? Remember, you've davened already, and you are not planning to daven again as an adava. Al das shelo yispalo. You only davened because you thought that you have not yet davened. And all of a sudden, the nizkar shekva hispalel. And all of a sudden, you remember, oy gevalt, I've already davened. Hoisek, so you stop. Afilu be'emsa habracha. Afilu yochel lachadesh badavar. Even if you can lachadesh badavar, you cannot merely just offer it up as an adava. Why? Because if ever you're going to offer a tefillas nadava, it's got to be that from the outset. But you cannot switch in mid-course. So let's be perfectly clear about this. When the Gemara says you can be mechadesh badavar, at the end of the day, it's a tefillas nadava. Because you're not mechuyev in the Shmones, you've already davened. In order to do a nadava, you can't do a half nadava. So if in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, I suddenly realize, one moment, I've already davened, I cannot suddenly say, okay, well, I'll keep on going, and the second half of my Shemoneh Esrei should be a nadava. There's no such thing. Now, believe this or not, I actually had this as a shayla halacha l'maisa. About a year ago or so, I was walking through the street here in Ramat Beit Shemesh Gimel, and somebody comes running up to me and says, quickly, there's an emergency shayla in this shul over here. So I came into the shul, and I saw it was 10 o'clock in the morning. I just finished giving a shiur elsewhere, and there was a minyan for shachris, believe it or not, still going on. What had happened was, ridiculous state of affairs, is that they had barely a minyan, and in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, the Chazan suddenly noticed there's only two people left in the minyan. Everybody had drifted off at 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, until I worked out what had happened, it was a whole business, because he was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and he was busy umming and and you couldn't really explain to me the question until I worked out what happened. Now, the halacha is, if you begin Chazaras Hashatz with 10 people, even if one or two disappear, as long as you're left with six people remaining, you cannot start with only six. But if you began with 10 and it goes down to six, you can continue. But here they only had two or three left. And he was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. So based on what we've just learned, what should we tell him? You've got to stop there and then, and you cannot even continue Shemoneh Esrei with view to say, right, the remaining part should be a nadava. You can't do that. Because we just saw that if you want your Shemoneh Esrei to be in a Dova, it's got to be that way from the beginning. But over here, from the beginning, was definitely not in a Dova. He began his Shemoneh Esrei thinking that this is a proper regular Chazaras Hashatz, which it was. So I had no choice. I had to tell him, that's it. Stop abruptly, exactly wherever you are, and that's it. And next time, daven earlier. That's the Chayim Mufurish, and now see from Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, so we'll see there are a number of very, very important halachas over here. There's plenty of Mishnah Berurah, which we will not learn now, but just have a look briefly at Sif Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Chidush zeh she'omarnu. This chidush that we mentioned, i.e., if you've already davened, vadai, then you can daven again, but only with a chiddush. What is that exactly? Hu sheyechadesh dava bekol bracha. You've got to add a bakosha in every single one of the brachas, meha emtzioyes, from all the middle brachas, which are, of course, the bakoshes, me'ein habracha. What does that mean, me'eina bracha? It's got to be something similar to the theme of the bracha. So in the middle of refa'enu, you obviously can't add a bakasha for parnasa. It's got to be something similar to the bracha. Ve'im chidesh. Afilu bebracha achas. Dayoi kidei lo hidia shein dovo veloi chayvo. So the Shulchan Aruch says that when it says she'echadesh dovo bekol bracha, it doesn't mean that you have to be mechadesh a different chidush in every single bracha. There are altogether, by the way, 12, and nowadays 13 bakoshes. You don't have to add 13 chidushim. How many do you have to add altogether? Just one. When the Shulchan Aruch says bechol bracha, it means every single bracha is where you can put your chidush. But you needn't have 13 different chidushim. That's what it says. V'im chidesh, if I did do that, then even bebracha achas, that would be enough. Okay, we'll have to see. There's a lots of Mishnah Brura over here. I recommend, if you have time to learn tomorrow, this morning, have a look at the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Gimel, Siv Dalet as well, and then the Mishnah Brura's, and maybe Be'ezras Hashem will see this, and we'll try and finish this and close this tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. Okay, be well, and have a wonderful day, everybody.
Yeah, shkosh.